Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Dragoon. The expansion, specifically, we got the Rogue and Barbarian expansion. And I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Jake with me today. How's it going, Jake?
It is going very well, Barry. How are you?
I am fantastic, especially since you're on the show today, because we love Dragoon in this house.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll talk about your game.
Fantastic. So again, my name is Jake Given, one of the co-founders of Lay Waste Games here, actually, one of the original designers of the core game Dragoon, kind of where it all started from a couple years back.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I mean, and we actually, we had you guys on the show before talking about the first campaign with Dragoon, and since then, my wife and I have played it and reviewed it, and for those of you that have listened to the review, we loved it and. We gave it a, Sweet Kicks recommends because it was a fantastic game.
Oh, thank you so much. And I one of the things that was important for me was that it did play well with two players. Right. As I do the same thing. I play a lot of board games with my fiance and sometimes it's hard to find a game that works well with just two.
Right,
but,
definitely.
But it's still fun with more.
So we tried it with the two of us, and we played it just the two of us several times, and then we've invited others to play with us, and every person we introduce it to loves it, so obviously you guys did a good job.
Oh, well, thank you very much. The reception has been incredible. It's just kind of mind-blowing sometimes, honestly.
Right. So, I mean, and now you guys are bringing out the Rogue and Barbarian expansion, and you guys have been, it's been out for about a week or so now. And, so why don't you tell us what is the Rogue and Barbarian expansion? What is it adding to the game?
So, it adds a few things. So, on the most basic level, it adds, it increases the total player count to six. So, the core game is 2 to 4 players, and, there's plenty of game nights where a four-player maximum game could be kind of a hindrance.
Right.
Because there's a lot more people involved.
Exactly. So, sometimes people have more than just two friends. So, you gotta expand it a little bit past that.
it increases the total to six. And both of these new characters, the Rogue and the Barbarian, play differently than the dragons. So they have their own unique mechanics. The Barbarian has his own deck of cards. So there's a little bit of asymmetry going on with those mechanics involved.
Right.
So what it does is, the second thing it does is allows for any combination of players. So now a two-player game could be, a dragon versus a barbarian. Or dragon versus a rogue, or barbarian versus rogue without any dragons.
Right.
So it adds a lot more variety to, to the core game itself.
Definitely. And with the but I was just saying, with the core game, I mean, you guys already had the rogue, so to speak, in the game, but it wasn't as a playable character. So you guys just tweaked it a little bit more so that we could have the rogue as a playable character now.
Also, this is one of the trickiest things that we run into is that the thief that's in the core game is still its own thing.
Oh, okay. So the thief and rogue are not the same person then.
Correct. There was a point where we thought we might go that direction, but we liked having the thief its own thing still.
Right. So the rogue can still steal from the thief. It's like no honor among thieves apparently.
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. So what can the rogue and barbarian do? Like, what are their objectives? Because obviously they're not, building or burning down cities like the dragons do. So what do they need to do in order to win themselves?
So the barbarian actually plays pretty similarly to the dragons. They're both the rogue and barbarian are getting gold as well. They're the same. You know, win condition applies.
Right.
But the barbarian plays, like I said, pretty similarly to the dragons. So they move around the board. They destroy villages and pillage their gold and claim for tribute. But they level up throughout the game from levels 1 through 5. And what the levels do is grant them access to the cards in their deck. So
right.
Each card in their own deck has a level requirement. Obviously, the more powerful cards, you want to be higher level to play. But the idea is that during tribute, when the barbarian gets gold, he also gains levels. So he's kind of like amassing a horde of more fellow warriors and barbarians to join him on his quest for destruction.
So does he automatically level up, or are there requirements to level up, or is just every round he goes up a level?
For every gold in tribute he earns, he gains one level.
Gotcha.
And that, you can also gain levels by there's a mechanic called recruiting. So if he's during his turn, if he's standing on a village or city he's claimed, he can basically buy a level by spending a gold.
Okay. So you spend money to level up then.
In that case, yeah.
In that case, okay. So you got to be strategic on your money because you want to get up to that pivotal 50 gold pieces, but you know, so you don't want to be spending your whole money recruiting the whole time.
Exactly. It's all this sort of cost-benefit situation. So the barbarian is definitely a bit more tactical than say the dragons, because you're always constantly trying to manage your levels and make sure that you can chain together the powerful cards and really have some blowout turns towards the middle and end game.
Right. So how does the rogue differ from that type of gameplay then?
So the rogue is a very opportunistic, very stealthy character who, rather than having a deck of cards, uses a hand of equipment pieces that he can turn on and off throughout the game. And all the equipment will, you know, either modify existing abilities or add new abilities to the rogue. But what the rogue does is digs tunnels around the map, which act as a couple of different things. So it's the rogue's method of claiming villages and cities. Because it's like we sometimes call it the night steal, because you're stealing from through the tunnels during the night. But it's also a way for the rogue to travel very quickly, so you can move between these tunnels that he's built.
Right.
But they are also the rogue's vulnerability points, because other players can destroy those tunnels and steal gold from the rogue.
Gotcha. So, you know, I like that. I like how, you know, it's you know, you have the barbarian, which is obviously, if you've, you know, played, let's say, Dungeons and Dragons or something like that, of course they're going to be loud and boisterous and pillaging, whereas the rogue is going to be sneaky. And I like how you added those mechanics to be able to obviously portray those elements of each character.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I, whenever I've played RPGs, D&D or otherwise, I always sort of gravitate towards the rogue type characters.
Me too. Yeah. I love me playing some rogue and you know doing the whole backstabbing thing. So it's lots of fun. So as we're recording today, you guys still have 20 days left to go on your campaign. It's set to end on April 11th. So which is the day before my birthday. So that's just, there you go. I felt like I needed to say that. But anyway. So you guys are already
on purpose.
Yeah. So you guys are already well successfully funded, like crazy successfully funded, past your initial goal. You guys have, you know, 1,500 plus backers, and obviously you have the success from the, you know, core game of Dragoon contributing to all these people that obviously want the expansion. I mean, that it's phenomenal. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's been, I mean, you never know what to expect. And it really, every step of the way through this entire process has vastly exceeded any and all expectations.
Right.
It's just been amazing.
Right. Well, and not only do you have the expansion that you can purchase, but you guys have added extra little fun things that if people want to invest a little bit more into that they can do. Like, you guys partnered up with Wormwood to create a nice wooden game board instead of the cloth one, which is fantastic because Wormwood, you know, for those we've actually
they
had
are amazing.
Yeah, we've actually had them on the show before to talk about some of their Kickstarter campaigns, and they do phenomenal woodworking skills, and that would definitely be an awesome addition to anyone's, you know, game collection would be that game board, and people can invest in that. Or, you know, if you want something a little less than that, you guys do plushies now. You have a dragon plushie.
There's a local artisanal I don't know what you'd call them, plushie maker. Yeah. Her name's Rachel, and she's put together this prototype and you know, kind of worked along with us to make it. And every update that we've seen has just been amazing, and the final product looks so nice.
It's awesome. But, I mean, I think it's awesome. I want that plushie on my board game library, and I want the Wormwood board too. I want it all, you guys, and and obviously that shows once again the success that you guys had with Dragoon and everyone that loves it, because, you know, Wormwood wouldn't join, you know, partner with you guys if they didn't love your game and know that it was successful. Or you wouldn't have your local plushie maker making you plushies if one, she didn't think your game was great. Of course, you know she's getting paid to do it, but, you know, that's besides the fact, you know. And I think it's really cool to add those extra little things for people like myself that like the extra little things. I think it adds more fun to your game collection. So it's cool. So you guys got the expansion, you got all these extra things. We know this is going to happen. And for those people that are maybe a little, they want to check things out. I mean, you guys have a print and play, right? That they can check out first.
So we have a print and play that right now is just for the expansion parts.
Right.
We haven't.
Not for the core game. Yeah, for the expansion. So if someone wanted to look into getting the expansion, they can do that to see how it plays. But you know, I know already. You know, I haven't played it, but I can tell people right now that this is something that you need to get. I mean, like I said, my wife and I, like, we love Dragoon. Obviously, you know, it received a recommend from us, but it's always one of the games that if we want to play or introduce something, a game to someone, we're like, oh, let's play this. It's easy to learn. It's fun. The artwork's phenomenal. The gameplay is awesome. And it's just a fantastic game. So I have no doubt that, you know, you guys put a lot of time and effort in the expansion, and it will be fantastic as well.
Oh, thank you so much. We're really excited about it, and just cannot wait to get these things out and to
definitely
get people playing them.
Right. So we know this is happening. When do you hope to have the expansion into the hands of the backers?
We are looking at November fulfillment.
Okay. Christmas present, people. Yeah. Christmas.
Exactly.
and then you could get the game, and then you could get your kids the plushie. And there you go. You know,
exactly.
Dragoon for the whole family. So
we're also pretty excited about the being able to offer the plastic version.
Right.
Because not everybody wants to get the full metal edition, obviously. But you know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, anybody who wanted to play will have the opportunity, and
definitely,
you know, lower the bar of entry a bit.
Yeah, well, and even the plastic, you know, the metal figurines are awesome. Those are the ones we have, but the plastic ones, I mean, they still look great. I'm sure they're, you know, they'll feel great in your hand and everything. So, if, yeah, like Jake said, if you don't want the metal, or maybe you just don't like metal, you have your anti-metal for some reason, you know, you can get the plastic one and still enjoy the game just as thoroughly as anyone else. So, you know, check it out. So, Jake, I appreciate you taking time out of your, obviously, your busy schedule with, you know, probably tons of emails and other things with your guys' crazy campaign going on. So thanks for taking time out of your schedule to come on the show. Let us know what to expect from the expansion of Dragoon with the Rogue and Barbarian. And a big congratulations once again for the successful, already funded campaign.
Thank you so much for having us back, Barry. Appreciate it.
No problem. And tell the listeners maybe where they can find out more about Dragoon or more about Lay Waste Games.
The best place to go is playdragoon.com.
Boom. Simple. Playdragoon.com. And we'll have, of course, links in the show notes, so easy access for you guys. And that's it for Sweet Kicks with Bricks. We thank Jake once again, and we thank Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And this is Barry Ricks reminding you to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.